Public opinion polls indicate the weakening U.S. economy has jumped ahead of Iraq as the top election issue. But the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is doing all he can to remind voters about the stakes in Iraq. McCain seized on remarks made this week by Democratic contender Barack Obama in his debate in Cleveland with rival Hillary Clinton. Obama said while he favors a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, he would quickly send them back if al-Qaeda reemerged as a threat.
If al-Qaeda is forming a base in Iraq, then we will have to act in a way that secures the American homeland and our interests abroad.
That statement brought a mocking response from McCain campaigning in Texas.
Al-Qaeda already has a base in Iraq. It's called al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Obama was quick to fire back at McCain during his own campaign swing through Texas.
I have some news for John McCain, and that is that there was no such thing as al-Qaeda in Iraq until George Bush and John McCain decided to invade Iraq.
McCain has been a strong advocate of the Bush administration's military surge strategy in Iraq, which has resulted in a more stable security environment in recent months. President Bush was asked about the Obama-McCain debate over Iraq at his Thursday news conference.
I believe Senator Obama better stay focused on his campaign with Senator Clinton, neither of whom has secured their party's nomination yet.
Obama's rival for the Democratic nomination, Hillary Clinton, has also promised to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq shortly after taking office. But Clinton argues that her longer experience in the Senate and her tenure as First Lady during the Clinton administration give her an advantage over Obama.
In this moment of peril and promise, we need a president who is tested and ready, who can draw on years of real-world experience working on many of the issues that we now confront.
The public has become somewhat more optimistic about the situation in Iraq in recent months as the surge effort has improved security. Carlin Bowman monitors U.S. public opinion at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. Bowman says Iraq could work to McCain's favor in the general election.
Americans still believe the war was a mistake, and Bush gets very negative marks on handling it. Still, and perhaps surprisingly, John McCain leads Clinton and separately Obama by 14 percentage points in the new Gallup poll as the candidate who could best handle the situation in Iraq. At least at this point in voters' minds, Iraq is not an albatross for McCain.
McCain said earlier this week that his prospects of winning the general election are directly tied to his ability to convince Americans that victory in Iraq is worth the cost. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.